Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shannon's in Oceanside. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Hi, Shannon.
John said he's going to work on being a new him the other day when I saw him on the 30th at Pre Malone.
I did.
And we're going to work on emptying that storage unit.
Shannon is referring to a conversation that we had at our pre-Malone, post-Malone concert party at Baja Ricks last week. And yeah, Shannon's inspired me. She's living her life the way she wants to right now, focusing on her happiness and doing things in her life to clean things up. And yes, I have mentioned just earlier this morning how I need to take care of that storage unit. Actually, Shannon, I am kind of working on that right now, formulating a plan in my head. I am moving, and I'm very happy to say I am upgrading a bit to a bigger place, which includes a nice garage. I haven't had a garage since I moved out of Rancho Bernardo way back, so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully, I'll have enough storage space to get rid of the space I'm renting right now. Let's be honest, sell some stuff, throw some stuff away, have Shannon go in there within 10 minutes, it's done.
Yes. See, because Shannon, I think the biggest thought process is, okay, now you have a garage to store things, but if you just take everything from your storage locker and put it in the garage, you've kind of defeated the purpose of cleaning it up.
No, the purpose is not paying over $200 a month for a storage unit. That's what the purpose is. And I will say this, Shannon, to prove my point, I'm not a hoarder at any stretch of the word, but I do have a hard time getting rid of things. For example, the mass amount of t-shirts and shirts I never wear in my closet. I, over the weekend, began to declutter my closet. I took 4 bags of clothes to Plato's Closet, that clothes consignment place down in Carlsbad Village. Take a guess. 4 bags of quality clothes, some not even worn. Take a guess how much I got for 4 bags.
My guess is not much.
$40.25.
Yeah, you don't get a lot.
I was like, this isn't even going to pay for dinner, but okay. All right.
Sometimes you're better off, a lot of times, you're better off donating it and taking the value from that off your tax bill.
Well, the moral of the story is, Shannon, I have begun.
He'd have to do his taxes on time too then.
The moral of the story is I have begun to do what you challenged me to do, is to start decluttering my life. I started with my closets. I'm starting to crawl before I walk. Once I get a grip on what I can take with me to my new place and what I, let's face it, don't need, don't use, don't even know it's there until I see it, stuff in storage. And that's just me trying to tackle something that seems untackable now. But that's not the new John. That's not 2025, John. That's 2024, John. And thankfully, I've got the very encouraging, always supportive voice of Shannon in Oceanside.
You know I love you, John. I do love you. Mm-hmm. so. You're going to do this. I believe in you.
Thank you. And that belief is going to help me save over $200 a month, and that's right. going to add up. I mean, you were kind enough to add it up for me last time. I almost had a heart attack at what kind of money I'm just throwing away every month. So I'm working on it,
How
Shannon.
How many trips to Europe are you going to get out of that?
Man, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Okay, Shannon, let's not oversell it now. You've made your point.
Don't oversell it.
I'm admitting that you're right.
My goal is to go to Europe, too, so.
I'm admitting that you're right, and I am thanking you for keeping me and holding me accountable.
Okay. Love you guys. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Shannon.
You see, I think she thought I was going to get all combative. And then when I... she was... Oh, she's still with us? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. This is awkward John moment.
Thanks, Shannon.
You hear how I kind of caught her off guard with my kindness?
Oh, well, okay, bye.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Imagine being, maybe you don't have to imagine, maybe this is you, a single mom, homeschooling your children, not making a lot of money. In fact, you have to work two jobs to support your family, so times are really tight, especially around the holiday. And then imagine some superstar, a.k.a. guardian angel, comes in and tips you $20,000 for your service.
It's an amazing story, and that's exactly what Post Malone did recently. He was in Houston. He was there with Shaboozy and a bunch of the band members having a good time. He went to go pay his bill, and his bill was zero. The bartender told him, listen, your guys in the band and a few patrons, everybody covered your drinks. You don't owe anything. And Post Malone said to her, well, I got to pay something because I want to tip you. So she rang up a bill for $1. He signed it, handed it off to her. She looked at the receipt and realized not only did he tip her, he really tipped her because he wrote the check for $20,001.
I mean, wow.
That's incredible. A $20,000 tip.
He was still at the bar when she realized that, so she runs and tracks him down and just starts bawling. Her name is Renee, and she goes on to say he was the most humble celebrity she's ever met. If this message reaches him, I know I told him that night how grateful I am, but I want to reiterate that he helped me in ways I can't even begin to explain.
I mean, she didn't even have a car. She's been struggling and didn't even have a vehicle, so not only can this help her buy transportation, it's going to help pay off some bills.
I mean, $20,000, if you're lucky enough to say, well, that's not that much money, then good for you, but
yes.
That's life-changing money for her.
Mm-hmm.
She can buy a nice used vehicle for, you know, $5,000 and start moving sure. around and doing the things a single mom needs to do. I mean, imagine having, I guess I'll just say it, being rich enough to change people's life. What a wonderful thing to do with your money.
It's like a dream job to be able to surprise people and then just leave.
That is your dream job, isn't it?
Oh my God. I that would be the ultimate for me. But I want to do it anonymously.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, check that bill out. What do you think about that, huh?
John would put his name on it.
You want to take another look down there? Huh?
The one time you don't mind taking pictures.
Tag me, please.
You want to get a picture of this? Come on. You want a picture of this, don't you? Come on. Get your reaction. No, go back to what you really thought when you first saw the bill. Okay, now take a picture. That's how I'd be like. Tammy would just disappear because that's Tammy. That's the soul God. That she is.
But just to see it, you know, and oh my God, it would be so cool.
We posted the picture of Post and Renee, his new best friend, and it's just looking at the pure gratitude in her face. It's mm-hmm. It's life-changing. Post Malone changed her life. And what an amazing feeling that must be for him. All right, 833-287-1037. It's time for you to go see Kane Brown. And all you have to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, you're going to see Kane. Win, you got $100 as well. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. I'm a little rough this morning because my daughter Julia, who's no longer a little girl anymore, mm-hmm. Julia. Remember Julia from Julia's Juice?
Mm-hmm.
Right here on this very radio station. Julia's Juice at 8:15, better than a tabloid magazine. Well, Julia's 23 now. Is that accurate?
She's going to be 24?
Hold on. Just let me do the math. God, let me wrap my mind around this. It's 2025. She was born in 2001. So that means in February she turns 24 mm-hmm. freaking years old.
That was good math.
Oh, well, come on. Thank you. Anyway, Julia has, through her life, had to have several facial cranial surgeries done because she was born with a cleft lip and palate. Mm-hmm. And she's in town. And I love the fact that she's in town for another procedure. She came in town for the holiday, but she's staying for a couple of weeks for this a procedure. And this time, she needs to get, because she was born with a hole in her face. Her teeth were always kind of out of whack, obviously. Sure. And when her a couple of her baby teeth went away, they never came back. So she had to get a couple dental implants. It's a procedure where, in this, in her case at least, they had to saw some bone. And they had, she's basically right now sitting at home in agony with screws jutting out of her gums, waiting for another couple of months till they have to put the implants in. So all the, and it's incredibly painful. And at first yesterday, I was like, is it selfish of me that I'm really happy she's here and going through this because I get to take care of her again? And today, I'm just like, oh my God, if I can just transfer that pain to me, because she's in, and there's nothing you can do.
No, not one thing. It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, whatever. Right. She has to go through this on her own, and it sucks. So, it sucks as a parent.
It's hard, and she's in a lot of pain, and it's very specific types of food. Obviously, soft, non-spicy foods, but you also have to remember that my beautiful angel's a vegan. So I have to make special trips. I just can't run to Wendy's for a Frosty.
Yeah.
I have to go to Plant Power for a chocolate shake. This is my job. It's funny because just yesterday, one of our coworkers, the beautiful Jen Edson, who's worked here forever, is leaving to go with her husband, who's being transferred for the military. And we were saying goodbye in the parking lot, and we were talking about her children. She's got two toddlers and how difficult it's going to be moving them across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, but this is an amazing experience for them. I mean, good Lord, who gets to grow up where they're going to grow up and then come back and share it? And it's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives, even when they're older kids. And she said, oh, I'm just dreading that because they're not going to need me then. And I'm looking at Julia yesterday and last night and this morning thinking, oh, they're going to need you still, Jen.
They do. Even if you're on the outs, they always come back.
I just wish I was something I could do for her pain right now. There's nothing. I mean, it's not like go take a bath or, you know, it's to go take some Motrin and we'll watch Abbott Elementary together.
She doesn't have any good pain pills?
She does, but she doesn't like taking them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it affects you. I told her that yesterday.
You know, and especially if you have to get ahead of the pain, because once you let it come through, it's difficult to get.
Her doctor would say you're taking those pain meds. Mm-hmm. Her body sometimes says, why are you taking these pain? You know, internally stuff.
Yeah.
Your body reacts differently to them.
Mm-hmm. John, if you remember when your girls were teenagers and they were being particularly difficult and you were like, why are they like this? And I told you, I said, they'll come back around and see, now they need daddy. And that's what she needs, is she needs daddy this week. And that's a lovely feeling.
And I will say this, it was pretty darn lovely yesterday when her older sister, my oldest daughter, Abby, came with Roger the puppy and the four of us just hung out as a family. I was like, yeah, this is, it sucks having your daughter in pain, but it was also pretty, pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Chelsea in Normal Heights. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, good morning.
Chelsea, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck, honey.
Chelsea, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Zendaya is engaged to Tom Holland, who's best known for playing The Flash, Spider-Man, or Superman.
Spider-Man.
Julie Chen Moonves had a birthday yesterday. She's best known as the host of this reality show about a group of contestants known as house guests who live together in a specially constructed house that's isolated from the outside world for a cash prize. The show's run for 26 seasons and is still on the air. What's it called?
Big Brother.
Carolina's NFL team has had a rough season, so when a fan suggested Luke Combs be given a chance on defense, the country singer was into it, says, I'm ready to suit up. What is the name of Carolina's football team?
The Carolina Panthers.
The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking for $4 million, even though it would only be worth $350,000 if it wasn't famous. In Breaking Bad, what specific type of food does an infuriated Walter White throw onto the roof of this house?
Oh, man, I do not know. A burrito.
And finally, Colin Farrell won the Golden Globe for his starring role in HBO's The Penguin. He's hardly the only actor to portray the Penguin. Danny DeVito played him in Batman Returns, and Robin Lord Taylor played him on this Fox drama about the origin stories of Batman characters that ran from 2014 to 2019. What was it called?
Gotham. awesome.
Let's get Tam back in. Chelsea, what's happening with you today?
Just headed to work. I work for the city of San Diego.
Oh, all right. Cool. You know, I was a former city worker myself.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What? Can I talk to a
yes,
colleague, please?
I was just waiting for
Chelsea and I are talking. We're talking about city work. I work for the streets department, Chelsea. I picked up roadkill and painted parking lines.
Nice.
Oh, I know. All the ladies loved John back then, picking up roadkill. Someone has to do it. I loved that job. I loved that job in all seriousness. All right. Chelsea did 4 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Zendaya is engaged to Tom Holland, who's best known for playing The Flash, Spider-Man, or Superman.
Spider-Man.
Is right. Good for Tom. 1-1. Julie Chen Moonves had a birthday yesterday. She's best known as the host of this reality show about a group of contestants known as house guests who live together in a specially constructed house that is isolated from the outside world for a cash prize. The show has run for 26 seasons and is still on the air. What's it called?
God, why can't I remember the name of it? I've got myself in a brain lock. House guests, no, it's...
Need a guess.
Oh, my God. I'm so stuck. The house.
What is Kurt, your husband, to his brother, Darren?
Oh, it's Big Brother.
Big Brother is right. And Chelsea knew that. 2-1 Chelsea. Okay. Now things are interesting. Tammy Carolina's NFL team has had a rough season. So when a fan suggested Luke Combs be given a chance on defense, the country singer was into it, saying, I'm ready to suit up. What is the name of Carolina's football team?
The Panthers.
Panthers is right. Chelsea knew that. 3-2, Chelsea. The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking for $4 mil, even though it would be worth only $350,000 if it wasn't famous. In Breaking Bad, what specific type of food does an infuriated Walter White throw onto the roof of his house?
Pizza?
Pizza's right. And Chelsea did not know that. So now it's a tie. At 3-3, but you got to get this right, or else Chelsea wins $100 of, of your money. Good luck, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Tammy, Colin Farrell won the Golden Globe for his starring role in HBO's The Penguin. He's hardly the only actor to portray the Penguin. Danny DeVito played him in Batman Returns, and Robin Lord Taylor played him in this Fox drama about the origin stories of Batman characters that ran from 2014 to 2019. What was it called?
Gotham?
Oh, man. That is right. And if you didn't watch Gotham the first time around, I really recommend it. It was so, so good. And especially Robin Lord Taylor playing the Penguin. He was amazing. Okay, anyway, Chelsea, today she forces a tie. Ah, I thought you had it with the Gotham, but no. No money from Tammy because all ties go to Tammy, but we do have a great prize for you.
You are going to see Kane Brown. He's coming to Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Chelsea, have a wonderful day. Thank you for working for the city, keeping us acidified, I guess. I have no idea what to say to that.
Acidified.
Have a wonderful day at work, and thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
Thank you so much.
I can't even believe I'm saying this, but we've got breaking baby news. Just brace yourself for this one. Apparently, Tam and I have a kid.
Yeah, who knew? We didn't.
Apparently, I'm that spectacular.
And I can have a baby and not realize it.
Okay, in all of the Facebook attempts to scam you, this has to be the worst. Right?
Well, I mean, if it was a lot less obvious that it's not our kid, it would be different. But we got a message. The John and Tammy Facebook page got a message from Takudzwa Mahavundo.
I miss him so much.
Hello. I am your child. And I screenshot it and sent it to John, and I said, you finally have a son.
I literally laughed out loud when I saw that message. Yes, I mean, wow. I've always wanted a son, and what's his name? What did we name him again?
Takudzwa.
Takudzwa.
Mavhundu.
Huh.
Okay.
It's a family name.
Yeah, I guess. Do you think I should answer?
Oh, my God, yes.
What should I say back to him?
Oh, my goodness. I've longed for this message.
No, I don't want to start off with that right away.
Can we buy you that bike you always wanted?
Here we go. Oh my goodness, we never knew. And let's just see if it if this person answers.
Okay.
But anyway, it brings us up to some of the wildest, weirdest social media messages that you have ever received.
I mean, who could possibly think we'd fall for that? Oh, my God. We do have a child together? I knew there was something we were neglecting for that child's entire life.
I know.
Poor little...
Dacuzwa.
Poor little Dacuzwa. It rolls off the tongue, that family name. 833-287-1037.
We just want to hear some of the strangest ones that you have received. Whether it's, you know, whether it's from Messenger on Facebook, or maybe you get some strange DMs in Instagram. There's been some weird ones specifically for you too, John, which has been kind of interesting. We get them all the time. People claiming to be the tour manager of an artist, or I'm their social media manager.
Oh, I just saw the saddest story last week about a local woman here that has been scammed by somebody pretending to be Keanu Reeves. And at first I was like, oh, come on. You know that's not Keanu Reeves. But then I was listening to her story and she was saying how lonely she was. I just felt so bad for these idiots that prey on people. I just want to smack them around.
Well, and they're not even idiots. They're just evil, because they start out really nice. Like, this is a place for you to share your thoughts and questions for, let's just pick Nate Smith. I just sent him recently one that I had gotten, being his tour manager, and I just screenshot it and sent it to him, and he said it happens every day. Somebody is sending him something.
So icky.
But they start out real nice and real mellow, and then all of a sudden they start getting a little close to you, and that's when it starts.
We had somebody on our KSON Facebook page trying to pretend to be Lee Bryce's mom.
Oh, jeez.
And I blocked them, and I reported them and all of that immediately. It was in our comments.
What did Lee Bryce's mom want from our listeners? Can someone help me ground my son?
Yeah.
He's always in his room. I don't know what he's doing up there. Yes, you do.
It smells funny.
Yes, you do, Mrs. Bryce.
It was really sad. In fact, on our Facebook page, Lee Bryce, for some reason, is the number one where they get artists with fake people trying to be Lee Bryce.
Weird.
It is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Back to our son.
Mm-hmm.
How could...
Back to our kid. Back to our son.
Little Ndunzwe or we just call him Marty. It's just an easier name. Okay. Little Marty. I just don't understand how people would think, these scammers would think, that we would not know we had a child. 833-287-1037. How about you? Do you have a child you had no idea existed until Facebook told you so?
What's the weirdest message you've received on social media?
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Tam and I received a message on Facebook that we have a son we didn't know about. Obviously a scam.
I would remember having a baby. Well,
and his name was Dacuzwa. Now, if we did have a son, Tammy.
Yes.
I would like to think it was Mike and PB. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John and Tammy. How are we doing today?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got a message one time telling me that I had a child that I wasn't aware of. And then I also used to get a lot of messages asking me to get people baseball tryouts.
Baseball tryouts? Explain that.
So I've worked as a groundskeeper on baseball fields most of my life.
What a great job.
And I used to, you know, push on there about getting fields ready or getting ready for spring training. And I would get all these messages asking people, hey, man, remember me? I played ball, blah, blah, blah. And I'd never heard of these people. Can you get me a tryout with your team? And I'm like, what?
I'm the groundskeeper, for crying out loud.
It just blew me away. But I did get one message from some random Facebook person I'd never heard of telling me that I was the father of her child.
Okay.
And?
Sorry, no maybe babies here.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Mike.
No maybe babies. Summer is in Oceanside. Summer, what's the weirdest message you ever received on social media?
So I had somebody created a fake Facebook of my husband and then reached out to me. And they started off like, hey, how are you? Just super normal. And I just let it go. And I was playing in with it. And then at the end, they just tried to scam me, get some money and everything. And I was like, these people really don't pay attention to anything, because my Facebook profile photos with him were in the relationship status thing. And I was like, are you serious?
That's hilarious. Now, are you sure it wasn't your husband trying to scam you?
Maybe he really was looking to buy something and you had already said no.
Maybe he does have a distant relative who's a prince in Zimbabwe. You don't know that for a fact.
I mean, if he does, he should be giving me some money.
Exactly.
This is great. Yeah, they apparently not only are they scammers, they think they were absolute idiots.
Yeah. That happened to my daughter, too. My middle daughter, somebody took hostage of her Facebook account, and we tried to let everybody know that it wasn't her anymore, and it's just weird because they continue to occasionally post on it, and I have to remind people, like, oh, I saw Taylor was in some kind of crypto. How's that going? I'm like, that's not her page.
That's icky.
And you can't get back into it. It sucks.
Our producer, Jessica, it turns out, has a big problem with the people that frequent our building's gym. That's at 8:05. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. A new year, and I know it's a new year. I wouldn't even need the calendar to tell me it's a new year, but everybody's posting their, hey, I'm in the gym posts. It's not at all annoying. Listen. I'm just playing. It's admirable. I admire the discipline. I admire the determination. Mm. And I especially admire the selfies from the gym. That's just really good stuff. Go ahead.
Wow. Some people do it to keep themselves accountable. Anyway, yesterday was my first day back in the gym for about 3 weeks. A little tough.
That explains the soft moans of Tammy when she's trying to open our studio door, which isn't an easy door to open anyway.
Yeah. Same thing happened at our gym here in the office yesterday. I went down there. And sure enough, now our gym is very small. It's part of the building, but what's great about it is it's free if you work here, which is amazing, and I love it. And there's usually never anybody there.
Correct.
It's very rare if I see one, at most two people there when I go.
Just every once in a while, the guy who would work out in his jeans that you always
the guy
what was
in
going
his
on
jeans and one of our coworkers. Like, that's
God,
it.
You think he showers after that?
I don't know.
And goes back into the same
if
old sweaty
just
jeans?
If he's the treadmill, you know he's just going for a walk. That I guess.
Jeans are horrible clothes in which to do any kind of exercise in. I won't even mow the lawn in jeans. Go ahead, producer Jessica.
Yesterday, I went down for my normal run. There were 5 people in the gym.
Again, 5. It's not so much a gym as it is a room in the lower level of our building that they've converted into a gym by putting a treadmill here, some weights here, a rowing machine there, and that's really it, right?
Right. And look, I get it. It's a new year. You're going to get healthy and all of that. And I was expecting to see a few more people at the gym. Sure. I was still going to be a little annoyed by it because I really like my solo time in the gym. Sure. But that's beside the point. Here's what I'm really annoyed about. Every single one of those 5 people looked like they belonged there. They were all hot.
Oh.
And they were all doing these great exercises. And so I looked like the one that was walking in for like the first time in years, looking like a doofus on the treadmill with her iPad and reading while she's running.
Jessica, let's defend you, by the way. Not a doofus. Jessica is a seasoned runner and is training for a marathon, half marathon right now.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I was so mad. I was like, every single one of these people are hot. That's not fair.
This would have been me, okay? I would have been I would have been Eddie Murphy's buddy from Beverly Hills Cop. I'd have walked in and go, this is not my office.
Yeah.
And I would have walked right out of there.
Oh, so I saw one other person there that I've seen before, and I wanted to, like, be like, hey, good seeing you again, like, very loudly, just so that everybody else knew in there that I do use
you
this
belonged.
Gym regularly.
Yes.
That's so relatable. How many times you go to a gym and all of a sudden there's, like, these beautiful people there that clearly were born in the gym and have never left.
Right.
And they've got names like Tate. And Tiffany, right?
Yes.
And they're just like, you know, every pose they make is hotter than the next. I totally get it.
That's one of my favorite things about the gym I go to. There are plenty of good-looking, hot people who go to my gym, but no one is, like, dressed like they're ready to Instagram every moment that they're doing. Oh. Everyone is in normal clothes, working hard, sweating. Real people go to my gym.
Just gave me a great idea. I'm going to start a gym for dumpy guys like me.
The dumpy gym?
The dumpy guy gym.
You just called the dump. Where are you going, honey?
That connotates a bunch of different things. I'm talking about the dump.
That was the wrong one.
The dumpy guy gym. Kind of like Average Joe gym in Dodgeball.
Okay. Dumpy guy too.
I bet you I would have 100 signups within 1 hour of the press release of the new dumpy guy gym. If you're a sculpted god, you're not welcome here. Okay? Take your business over to Planet Fitness.
Can we put a rule in for dumpy guy gym?
I'll consider one. Go ahead.
You're not allowed to video any single one of your workouts for TikTok or Instagram.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Stretching.
No phones, no cameras. Just kick-ass loud music. and dumpy guys like me.
Dumpy guy Jim, I like
and
it,
one
John.
Super hot woman that works the desk.
Oh my God, John.
Well, we gotta have some kind of incentive.
Because it's not about getting healthy.
Yeah. And she doesn't shame us either. She's like, ooh, look at you, Lumpy. Mm. Oh, I love where this is going. I love where this is going. Jessica, thank you. 833-287-1037. How about we get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge? And you can join Kane Brown when he comes to Pechanga Arena. 833-287-1037. Win or lose, you're going to go see Kane. Win, you have $100. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and it's coming up next. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Lakeside. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning.
Noelle, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you step out for a moment, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Noelle, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you happen to get more right than Tammy, you will get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedooranggatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Noelle, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
The donkey that inspired Donkey from Shrek has passed away. He was 30 years old. Eddie Murphy played Donkey. What actor played Shrek?
Oh, shoot. You don't know. I don't remember. Sorry.
Jason Momoa announced that he will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the part of which DC superhero?
Aquaman.
Speaking of Donkey and Shrek, to quote the first movie, in the morning, Donkey's making what specific breakfast food?
Waffles.
Chick-fil-A recently tweeted their waffle fries and added something called pea starch to the coating to make them crispy, and fans are not happy. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
I don't know.
And finally, the Lion King prequel Mufasa won a pretty soft box office over the weekend. What is the name of Mufasa's evil brother?
Scar.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Noelle, what you got going on today?
I am heading to work. I am a nurse.
Oh, well, thank you so much for what you do.
Of course.
Is there ever a downtime? I mean, is there a time when people just don't need a nurse? Or are you always just swamped? I'm being serious. Like, we've got what we call radio dead time, you know, like the end of the year, last 2 weeks, you know, that kind of thing. 4th of July, time when people are out of town. Do you guys have that at all when you're in the nursing field?
No.
No, I can't imagine.
Whether you're working or not, you're still a nurse, right?
Yeah. Right.
You get asked questions all the time.
Oh, sure. Man.
Speaking of that, no, I'm just kidding.
I have this thing. No, all right.
What does it mean?
Noelle.
What does it mean when I...
Noelle did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
The donkey that inspired Donkey from Shrek has passed away. He was 30 years old. Eddie Murphy played Donkey. What actor played Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Is 30 an average lifespan for a donkey? You're a nurse, Noelle. What do you think about that?
That sounds about average.
1-0, because Noelle just couldn't come up with it. Jason Momoa announced that he will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the part of which DC superhero?
Jason Momoa. Okay, sorry, Aquaman.
Yes.
For whatever reason, all of a sudden The Rock was in my head. I'm like, that's not the right person.
2-1, Noelle knew that. Speaking of Donkey and Shrek, to quote the first movie, in the morning, Donkey's making what specific breakfast food?
Pancakes. No, waffles. Dang it. Waffles.
Tammy.
I know.
First, you're not listening. Then you're answering too quickly.
Yes.
So Noelle knew that. It's 2-2. Chick-fil-A recently tweaked their waffle fries and added something called pea starch to the coating to make them more crispy, and fans are not happy. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
That is right. Noelle could not come up with it. It's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, the Lion King prequel Mufasa won a pretty soft box office over the weekend. What is the name of Mufasa's evil brother?
Scar.
Long live the king. Yes, that's right. Noelle knew that as well. 4-3, the final score today. Noelle, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but a great prize for you.
How about tickets to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, Nurse Noelle, you're so welcome. Thank you for what you do. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I am Noelle from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Our coworker, Greg, likes to come to work early because he's got toddlers.
I remember that. I remember those days. Oh, I don't think I have to go home yet because I have work to do.
Yeah, I just got to get to the office early, honey. Mm-hmm. Sorry, thank God. Get some peace and quiet.
Greg and I apparently are now very close, and we tell each other a lot of things that maybe coworkers usually don't. But I happened to notice yesterday he had a slide down. It was, I guess, a thing for him. He says that's his number one fault. And I was like, well.
Yeah, I mean, if I was asked in an interview, what's your greatest weakness? I would say remembering to pull up the barn door.
So, Jess, clearly you noticed that that Greg had a little opening going on and you.
I was a good friend, a good coworker, and informed him. And then he informed me something about his underwear, which probably, you know, coworkers don't need to share it with each other. But I thought it was fascinating, and I wanted to get your take and see if this is something you're experiencing as well.
Okay.
Well, yeah, she was like, oh, your fly's down. Of course, I was embarrassed. And I said, well, don't worry, because I don't know if it's a trend or if it's just me, but underwear doesn't seem to come with the barn door opening anymore. Yeah. The past few times, I don't know if I'm going to the wrong place or what's going on, but it doesn't seem like it's available anymore. I don't know.
It depends on the drawers that you buy. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is. I prefer to have
that. I miss it. Where did they go?
That secondary door.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't really know. I think it might be a comfort thing as far as thinking that extra material might have, a bunching issue.
Good men's underwear is extremely expensive, but it's worth it. And I know I lived with this once I bought my husband these Beneath underwear. He fell in love with them. Now that's all he has in his drawer. And
Tammy's husband only has the finest underwear.
Of course. I would expect nothing less.
Stop. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how much he liked it. So each year at Christmas, I've been replacing them until now. That's all he has.
What's going on with the opening?
With the no-fly?
Why does some underwear have it and some underwear doesn't have it?
I'm fascinated because I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a real
I'm
thing.
I'm not inspecting men's
hang
underwear
on,
a
hang
lot.
On for one
so.
Second.
Oh, he's checking.
The underwear I have does, in fact, come with the front door.
Right. I'm just going to start asking around the office, take a poll of the men around here and see if it's just a me thing or not.
I'm 50-50, I think. Half of my underwear has the front door. Hello. And the others are like, hey, you're on your own, pal. I will say I love having this very important conversation.
Sure.
About men's underwear. Thank you for that, Greg. Greg is coming in after 9 o'clock. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. I heard, now this is north of us, but I heard there's going to be gusts possible up to 80 miles an hour in some places in Southern California today.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that red flag warning is in effect for a reason with the first Santa Ana wind event that's going on, kicking off today, really. Kicking off like it's a party. What am I thinking? I mean, it's up to 65,000 people could potentially have their power shut off today just to be safe. Plus, we have a red flag warning, too, which means an increased fire risk. It's important for things like, your refrigerator, your freezer.
I found out earlier this year when my power was taken off for a couple hours that your freezer, if it stays closed, will keep your stuff frozen for well over 24 hours.
Nice.
If you have a good freezer.
So kids, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. You keep your hands off it.
Exactly. I'm just picturing some kid, I want a snack. No!
Keep that door open. Everything gets ruined. That's a really good point, actually. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that. Unfortunately, you cannot fool with Mother Nature. There is a possibility that many of us will be without power today because of the Santa Anas.
Yeah. Look for potentially between 4 o'clock this evening to 4 p.m. on Friday.
Do you get a lot of bad wind gusts up in Crest, Tammy?
Yeah, oh, sure. And then sometimes it'll be real quiet where we are, but in Alpine it's going crazy. So I don't know. But yeah, you have to make sure the umbrellas are down and everything is back where it needs to be.
I live near the coast, and when the wind hits the coast, of course, the waves kick in. And then you get your board out, Tam, is what you do, and you go surfing.
Do you?
I like to watch them.
Yeah.
Stuff's probably better.
You get out the binoculars, is what you do. Yeah.
I love watching surfers. Yeah. I wish I could do it. I so wish I could do it. But my back's like, hey, yeah, that's a hilarious story, John. Good stuff, kid. Have a great rest of your day. Greg's coming in next. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.